the lifetime risk of being killed by police is highest for black men. Their deaths have sparked waves of protests and rallies in Connecticut and across the country. But black women and girls have also fallen victim. As Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports, experts and advocates call the policing of black women a healthcare issue.
Connecticut activists have walked miles and stood for hours, sometimes days, to call for justice for George Floyd and an end to systemic racism, especially in policing. Between those demands, you could hear other names.
Don't forget Breonna Taylor and Sandra Bland and Rakia Boyd and Atiana Jefferson and Ayanna Jones.
Sister in Kentucky, minding her own business at her house. She's dead. Breonna Taylor.
They are black women and girls who have died at the hands of police during attempted arrests, raids, and other interactions. But their cases don't always stay at the forefront in discussions on police violence and racism, even as these incidents contribute to a lower life expectancy for black women than their white and Hispanic counterparts.
Black women tend to be the pillars and the ones that take the hits and the ones that show up and defend and the ones that clean up the mess afterwards and all of that.
That's Claudine Fox of the ACLU of Connecticut.
And so there is inherently this undercurrent in our society that just expect black women to continue to take it. And so it's very easy for black women to unfortunately fall by the wayside when harm is committed against us as well.
It's well documented that black women already suffer adverse health outcomes, including disproportionately high rates of maternal mortality, homicide, and chronic disease. Fox says this can all be compounded by how they are policed, which ultimately damages the health and well-being of black women, including trans women.
The amount of trauma that happens for black folks, black women, living in a world where we can't even trust the people that are supposed to be the public safety officers of our community.
States and the federal government lack comprehensive data on the policing of women by race and ethnicity, especially in cases of use of force and related deaths. Connecticut collects data on traffic stops. It shows that black women in 2018 made up a slightly higher percentage of stops when compared to their residential population. White and Hispanic women, by contrast, had noticeably lower percentages of stops when compared to their populations. Holly Tucker says she has suffered through this type of trauma directly. She sued New Haven police several years ago for police brutality during what she calls a false arrest following a traffic stop. The case was eventually settled.
3 years of this, and I'm thinking, you know, I'll be fine, and I'm still emotional at times. But the only thing that will satisfy me and really bring healing to me is policy changes. So when I'm driving around or my daughter goes out to drive around, I'm not worried about being pulled over.
Tucker attended a rally last month in Hartford that focused on black women victims like Breonna Taylor, who was shot in her Kentucky home in March during a no-knock warrant police raid. She was a 26-year-old EMT and an aspiring nurse.
So there's so many cases that go unnoticed. I'm just a fighter, so I fought back.
Amani Allen says the trauma and stress from directly or indirectly experiencing acts of racism can impact black women and their health. Allen is the executive dean of the Divisions of Community Health, Sciences, and Epidemiology at the University of California, Berkeley. She was an expert panelist last month for an event hosted by the Health Disparities Institute at UConn Health.
You know, I've talked to lots of women that talked about their tremendous concern for their sons and for their spouses and partners. And all of that adds to the burden of stress that women bear, increasing their biological and all other kinds of susceptibility, mental health, physical health, et cetera.
Allen says whether it's related to police violence, the COVID-19 pandemic, or other areas that contain disparities for black people, action needs to be taken with the health of black women and girls in mind.
We need to be asking that question about how is racism operating here, really questioning all of our policies and being intentional with our policymakers, our legislators, to really put black women in the narrative so that we're not an afterthought.
Breonna Taylor was killed more than 4 months ago. Police officers involved in her death have been fired or placed on leave, but no arrests have been made. several investigations are ongoing. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.